Welcome to episode 60 of the Hoyle Boys.
Yeah, come on.
We have no guests. It's just us minus one. So I'm really minus excited one. To, you know, talk to you guys. It's been a while.
Jeez.
You know,
how do we?
We're sitting next to each other.
Professional voice.
We're happy now. We're all happy now.
No. Why that's so funny? I just want to know what's funny.
Do you know what? For once, right? We do two ratings today. I'm sorry. Obviously, mental health, like we always do, and how happy you are to be part of Hoyle Boys.
So, job satisfaction.
Yeah, job satisfaction. Because cost of living is high, so jobs. If you're struggling somewhere, at least job satisfaction has to be all right. So we'll start with Dubs.
So are we not introducing ourselves today because it's just us?
Sorry, I
forgot. No, I just thought if you was taking the...
You know, this is like my...
You tried, child. You tried. Help him out, dudes, there, man.
Yeah, who's in the studio today?
There we go.
He's in the studio today.
There's...
Is me?
Yeah, come on, bro.
Wale, come on.
Wale! Well... Jeez, the one, the waviest whale about, you know, my guy.
I said nothing.
Jeez, why kill it?
Waviest whale.
You know what I mean? The waviest whale, innit? I mean, obviously, the waviest whale, you know what I mean?
It's not whale.
Come on.
I'm not sure on that. So.
Hey, man, look, my comedy center, try to be militant, man. You know what I mean?
I'm militant. I just don't like the name.
If someone comes up to you in person, though, says, like, yo, well, what are you saying?
I said, don't call me that, innit?
You basically just...
They're not going to do it, dude.
Say,
my left,
or
you might get...
Oh, I hear them.
Caught off guard.
Nah, you hear that, nah. You know?
Sorry, to cut you off here, but I've got a question, yeah?
Oh, God.
So imagine, yeah, you're in a party, whatever. Yeah?
And a lame one. A lame one called you well.
And you turn around and say, it's a lame.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
He's going to laugh. He's gonna do that.
Don't call me that.
Because he's gonna want to switch, yeah?
No, no, what's she saying? You know what? What's she saying to you?
You're gonna be proud.
I'm a friend of the show.
Yeah, Bob,
you know what? The name's Calm. And she says that to you. She walks off.
The name's Calm.
You're not saying that, bro. It's not Calm.
Listen,
I'm gonna tell her, don't call me that, innit? Give me another nickname.
No, he's not.
I'll say, I want you to give me a special nickname, innit? I don't want Will.
Come on!
But to be fair, you haven't dismissed her. Whereas if she wasn't, tell her.
If she wasn't late, yeah? If she was late, Wale's gonna discipline her. Hey, listen, don't ever. Where do you know me from? Nah, stop that. Nah, bro. Bro, it's Wale. Don't call me nothing. It's gonna stick on her. Because she's late.
Call me sir, bro.
Okay. Do you know what was making me laugh? I was listening to Three Shots, right? And Taser was saying, you know, after the story, the McDonald's story, I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
A random guy came up to him talking about, like, trying to laugh about it with him. And he's like, bro, this happened a while ago. I spoke about it 3 weeks ago. Don't randomly come to me and start, like, laughing. Yeah. I moved on. If you want to laugh with your friends.
Yeah, go do that.
No. Because you've brought it up, like, now.
Yeah.
It's recent, bro, so...
But can random people step up to you to say something?
I feel like it's part of it, you know?
But how you react to it, it's up to you, though, isn't it? Because you can be like, nah, don't laugh.
It's whatever comes out of your mouth here, you got to understand that, you know what I mean? There's going to be...
I'm so
not
scared.
Consequences, but there's going to be whatever that... What?
No, I really want you not to continue, but I was thinking, you didn't finish going for the names. If you continue, but
these
names
are never going
to get said. We just say... Quickly, innit? You know what I mean?
Charlie. Say no more.
Charles.
CM. CM. My guy.
Maltese and Mace.
Yeah, man. Maya was still.
She's HD.
For the base fee.
HD. HD.
Yeah, man.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Mixy
May. Welcome back. I've missed you, you know.
Yeah, man. Have you?
Yeah, actually have. It's been a while.
What have you missed the most about, man?
Just the calmness,
yeah.
The cheekiness.
Yeah.
Funny guy, but the way he delivers it, you're like, you have to figure it out first, you know what I mean?
I think for me, to encapsulate all in one, I think it's just your Argentinian banner. I've missed it so much.
Argentina.
What's Argentinian banner?
Well, you know, man.
I don't know, like.
Well, I saw a picture of him, yeah. He was actually a little bit darker, you know.
Where?
Yes, you know.
I don't know how you got a layer, nah.
What's that?
I think your picture says, he used to be brown skin.
Yeah.
Winner, innit?
He used to be brown skin.
I was on holiday.
Do you change, you know, in terms of the weather?
When I contact with the sun, I tend to get darker. Yeah. You know, it's a thing. That happens to black
people. No, it does. I'm with you.
So what would you say? Are you like
hello, brother?
Are you tanned right now?
Hello.
Are you like pale right now?
Yeah, this is me pale, bro.
You need to live in a hot country.
I need
man.
To fly somewhere, which is pending.
I know your sport.
Sort out my life first.
I know your sport still. Man. You know them.
Wait, yeah, pause. And on that note, who else do we have in studio?
Nigga,
I said I know your sport.
Nah, not like that. Dubai did. My wife loves the Dubai trip, man.
This guy's scary. So I know your spot.
I like.
Harold.
Come on,
Huzzah.
Right.
Hey, Harold. Harold.
Did you see that? No, did you see? Sorry, I know I'm supposed to introduce.
But
who was
one rule for us and one rule for
no,
you?
No, but do you really like scramble puff puff with them? No,
yeah, that was crazy.
What is that?
I don't know why she did that. I'll be honest with you.
What's this?
No one ever. I've never seen
it. Puff puff in scrambled egg, and it was like a meal.
Puff puff.
They made puff puff. They broke her apart.
Oh yeah.
And made scrambled egg and put it inside.
Never ever.
As if it's prawn or something. Like what the fuck?
That's crazy. Nah,
never ever seen.
Oh, God. I have big backs. Like you, that's one of the puff off legs.
You watch this guy.
That's what they man. Mommy.
Oh,
you know what?
Listen.
Love, you gotta pause it.
Yeah, you gotta pause it.
You gotta pause it.
No, because it's a cultural fact. Everyone knows this.
I mean, you still gotta pause it. Right? That's why they got big backs.
Yeah, bro.
You go.
Has Harold got a big back?
I don't believe Harold does.
What? Hey, you look so what you want to stand up. Let's move on from this conversation,
that's
bro.
That's them. I said, I don't believe you do, but everyone knows that they've seen someone or they know a Ghanaian person, guy, who has a bigger back than he should have.
Over the threshold.
Because of the egg, bro.
Listen, I kid you not, yeah? If I'm lying, I'm dying, but we're like, on the weekend, I was in a car park on the phone, innit? Tesco, late night, yeah? I'm just on the phone to my boy, yeah? And I kid you not, bro. Like I don't mind, because this is the truthful story, innit? You know what I mean? I'm just there chilling, you know what I mean? And then someone gets out of their car now, yeah? And they walk past here. And I just looked here. I went, hair! I said, hair, because I could see the person that it was brazy, bro. I could see the person's full figure. I know this is a guy that he had like one level trim, glasses, hoodie, and he had bottoms on, innit? But bro, yeah, pause, respectfully. Bro, that back was backing that time. I said, this thing got no business backing like that, you know? And I just knew he was going in.
Yo.
I knew it. That thing's there, bro. If you're not putting puff off his head, it will make sense. Why you want to explain that?
It will make sense.
Bro, when I say, yeah, I was so uncomfortable. I said,
I'm going to go straight to the next,
you
know?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Damn, God.
Now, we don't do that, man. I feel like she did it for attention, though. I can't lie. Because I don't see why you do that. That'll make sense.
Dubs, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, man. Dubs, I'm here, man.
Dubs!
Taking a break from hosting.
Dingy.
Dubberry.
Dumpling.
I'm not going to say the bad ones today, because you look like you've...
Hello, man.
So,
you know what?
Let's try to find some positive ones.
Man, let's find some positives, man.
Dynamic.
Dynamic.
Dynasty.
Dancing.
Determined.
Diplomatic. Deflecting.
You got one.
I'm trying to think of a D word though. Pause.
Wait, and on that note, mental health. Quickly. Okay, let's run through it, man. Mental health.
You know what? We'll get to you last because, boy.
No, let me go first.
We actually have to get to you last.
I'm good though.
Let me start.
Okay, go on. Out of 10.
I'm a 7, 8.
That's not bad. That's good.
That's good.
Like, mentally, anyway. Yeah.
What about the others? So you said mentally.
How happy am
in
I?
In general.
Whoa. Was that?
No, because you said mentally you're what? 7 or 8, which the other parts.
Yeah, because you're level a bit low.
You've been drinking a lot lately.
I ain't been drinking.
Is it? What's in your cup?
Right now, I'm just drinking some grape soda still. Shout out.
I'm
Jamaica. Hmm?
Huh? Oh, sorry, go on, what?
I'm just drinking grape soda right now. Like, he asked what's in my cup.
But that thing's popped as well, though.
What?
Don't worry, it's fine.
The alcohol.
If it's a secret.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, just
keep going. No, but nah, I'm actually good, man. It was my son's birthday last week.
Come on.
He had a good birthday. He came and told me it was one of his best birthdays. He ain't had that many.
But it still means something.
Yeah, I didn't say that. It was good, man. So, yeah.
That's good.
He didn't call us on a rise, though, but his
family. Can't lie, bro. You wouldn't have liked the party. It was a bit of a, you know, when you go to a kid's party, but the kid's party is organized by the venue and they have like finger food and.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah, it's not that. Enough, yeah, do you know what I mean?
Got you.
I mean, the next party, we'll get some J Rice in there. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, some rice and peas will do me just fine. Right. Right.
Yeah, mental health 6.5 out of 10.
That's a bit
low. Bro.
You look it though, I can't
lie. It was 10 last week, that's it.
Yeah, bro, I've been getting some letters through my letterbox that is just running mad, my day.
You're not liking the numbers that's coming in.
Bro, I'm not feeling them.
You know when you see numbers, it don't make sense.
Not feeling them.
I have a phobia of letters.
Bro.
Brown ones especially.
But you see,
so what have I done?
I just leave them there. I leave them there.
I leave it's going to go.
No. So that's the worst thing you can do, I've clocked it.
Of course. But I it's something that I'm working for, innit? But
yeah.
I leave them there until my spirit tells me, one day,
open them.
I think you're taking the piss. Yeah. I think you're playing with the destiny. Go on, open that letter.
I don't want to handle it right now, you know?
Yeah.
I actually can't handle that. What I'm seeing right now, I can't handle it right now.
Yeah, I put it to the
when
side.
I open it,
I got letters in my yard, stacked.
No, but like, that's the worst. Open,
that's a mad thing, though.
That's a mad. You see, when you let them pile up.
Man.
I want to take a picture of it and show you, man, still.
Nah, you need to go open them.
Dedicate a day.
Yeah, just go through all of it. Yeah.
I can't lie, it says OVO energy.
Listen, there's no good time.
You mean OVO as well?
Yeah.
Them pricks.
No. OVO, yeah. No.
What's that Drake thing?
They charge me so much.
Bro, that's why I don't open it, bro.
They charge me so much. Energy, bro. I pay direct debit, bro. Dennis be taking. Like, I didn't know they can increase the direct debit when they want, you know?
Bro.
I thought it was a set amount.
Why do you think I'm a 6.5 out of 10 today, bro?
No. I pay so much. I can't do nothing about it, bro. I'm so pissed.
Why do you
need
think
energy,
bro?
I need electricity.
I'll forever stay with that charging thing, you know?
Well, keep.
But
at least you know what you're dealing with.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at least I know the last time I paid, it lasted this long. So if I have to mice this or mice that, you know, but to be paying. And they're telling me it's going up and I have no say. You lost it.
But that shit goes up, bro. I just seeing it.
Bro, it's crazy.
They're bumping.
Yeah, man, bro. So. Sorry.
What? So,
I've done mine.
We drifted off.
6.5.
Oh,
yeah.
You're next.
Oh, yeah. So mine's a 5.
Ah.
Yeah, man, because nothing good is happening.
Jesus.
Even though nothing bad really is
good
happening.
Good things will be happening in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Got a stack of letters that needs to open.
Please, today. Let me get home. At least next week, by the time we come, we're going to ask
no
you about it.
There's no good time for bad news, bro.
Hmm.
There's no good time for bad news.
Oh, there is.
You know what I'm saying? There is, bro. Bad news is always going to be bad news, bro. You might as well tackle it. Head on, fam.
There is. When I've received a good deposit.
That's still bad, though.
It's a better time, though.
Yeah, because I can hack it still. But right now.
But yeah, I hear it.
It also depends on what kind of bad news, because if it's financial, then but if it's not financial bad news, then it's no good time.
Yeah.
For that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You still have to deal with it, innit?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man, hopefully things get better.
Bro, next week, can we actually ask you about it and then you'd have gone through your letters?
Yeah, no problem, bro.
Okay.
No problem.
No more.
And you know what? I fucked up my shoulder last week, yeah.
Then what?
Then what? I know you don't go gym.
They're for wanking.
No, I don't go gym.
That's a serious wanking, though.
Hey, digital footprint.
Yeah, it is. Leave him.
No, I think I carried my door in a weird way that just fucked up my shoulder, innit? So I can't really do nothing. I can't even work, so
you want more.
It's just adding more to my stress.
I can't lie,
you,
man, it's for
Wally, innit? That's not for me.
But no, we're going to have a good episode today, you get me? It's just the man them today. We're going to really chop it up today, Storm. Yeah, I got a topic for us, Storm.
Oh, really? I thought you wasn't trying to host.
I'm not hosting.
I hope after that comment, your topics are a bit, you know,
the bit broader than, you know.
Rumor has it that dudes only like to talk about
No. That was not the rumor. That was not the rumor.
He said,
someone in the comments tried to say, yeah, that all we talk about.
We did see it, by the way.
Is relationships, and I'm the one that's bringing it up. I'm going to let you know that you're a dickhead.
When you're not on there, I just want to talk about some
serious things. Yeah.
Like what?
Like politics.
Politics, life,
cost of living.
Liar. Every episode, whether I've been on camera or not, I'm here.
Oh, lie, man. Lie, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You good though?
Me? Like I said, life will get better, man.
It will. Amen. Weather's getting a bit better as well. So
yeah, that too, yeah.
That might help me change my mood still.
Yeah, but it definitely makes a difference, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I think I'm on an 8, you know.
Well, that's solid.
Must be nice though.
Nice, but yeah, like yeah, honestly, so now it's just the little wins, man. Been changing my bedtime, been sticking to it. I used to go to bed at 2-3 a.m. like every day. I couldn't help it. This week, going to bed at least like 11, 11:30, waking up like 6,
yeah,
7, going to gym, I feel good. You know what I mean? And then I had some tremendous good news this week. Just wanted to settle, marinate first. But
that's amazing.
Just, by the way it's looking, I can breathe small.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But yeah, and yeah, man, just like looking at the little wins, just seeing it, bro, I missed all the noise and all the chaos. If I just, you know, consistently focus and, you know, listen to my own voice, you know what I mean, and navigate my own world, you know, things can really work out. But it's just to remember to consistently be in that space. The moment you let someone or something derail you, you got to start all over again,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm in that space. I've even done a spring clean on Saturday, and I think that really helped me still. I can't lie, bro, they say it, but really, you need to tidy up, you know? Like, it sounds underrated, bro.
Thing, bro.
I kid you not, yeah. Like, literally, I planned to do this and that. I just, you know what, cool. I'm going to spend the whole day cleaning up the whole yard now, and I'm gonna kill two birds by calling up like friends and just catching up. Mm-hmm. I spoke to like three friends, had like long, lovely conversations while I was tying up the house. But all week now, it's like everything I want to do, everything I do, there's no excuse for me to do it, because initially, there's like if your room's a mess or the yard's a mess, it's like oh it's long. But if your whole house is clean, you know what I mean? There's no actual reason why you can't get up and go and do this, get up and go and do that, get up, you know what I mean? And suddenly you think better, you know what I mean? Your mind is clear. And yeah, man, it's been a good week, and I'd like to just keep that kind of habit there, man. You know what I mean? So yeah.
That's good, man.
Thank God.
I'm a 6.7 still.
That's very.
I say 6.7, you know.
I said I'm low, but I think I'm higher than hell.
I'm a 6.7, man.
Why 6.7?
Don't know. I feel lower than I was like last couple of weeks. I feel. Huh?
No, it's flying.
my mental health. I'm on a 6.7 right now. It's not as high as the past couple of weeks.
I like that. I cannot lie.
I had to double it.
I can't lie.
Bro, yes. Are you sure?
Yes, yes.
Nah, you man, deep it.
Bro, that's how many was troubling us.
Nah, you have to keep it honest though.
Yeah, man, there's too many, bro. If not, bro, we'll complain and the stock of this studio will dip. Yeah, we don't want that.
So that's my thing right now, man.
But why though? Why though?
I don't really know, you know.
Listen, I'm saying,
man, I swear.
If you hear the clicks here, basically.
No.
Just no. Bodies dropping. No,
that's it. Bodies are dropping in this studio.
Bodies are dropping. Now, you
man, can you hear it like proper?
Yeah.
Now, you man, I can't lie.
Nah. Bro, listen. For every you man hear, that is one body.
That's a body, bro.
But man's talking, I'm just seeing them. Nah, bro. Let everyone.
I want to shout out quickly before we get into topics. I want to shout out.
He hasn't finished. Are you finished?
Yes, he's finished.
I finished, man.
Well, I don't think I was finished, but we're still trying to unpack, but fair enough.
That's right.
Because you brought fresh Air Forces. So
yeah, obviously. These are fresh, innit?
Nah, they're not, innit?
Yeah, bro, look at the buttons, bro.
Nah, what still?
But these are fresh, brother.
Nah, what?
We took them out the box for the pod and that.
Nah, man.
So where you getting?
I've worn these already.
To go where?
Look at that. Huh?
No, because these are fresh, bro.
What do you mean? Bro, they're definitely fresh.
These are dirty.
The mileage on this is like
0.5.
No, is it one footstep,
bro.
Yeah, but I swear.
I just know how to keep them fresh.
Ah, how?
Serious.
Huh? How?
Serious.
How?
This is serious.
I actually need to learn. I want to learn.
Just buy new ones, isn't
it? Fair enough.
So how can you...
I told you, man.
Complain about cost of living
and
energy.
And you're buying Air Force, new Air Force.
Shout out to my plug, innit? Shout out to my plug.
He's a plug. He's a plug.
Half price.
You gotta say plug.
Friend of the show.
Hey, bring me in.
And I'm six, though.
But guys, what's been going on this week, man?
Everyone's just looking at sounding low, though.
What's been happening this week?
I'm low. I'm not gonna lie.
Drink up, then.
If I start drinking, I'll finish as well.
Nah, I'm good, man.
But why are you low? Why are you low? Why are you low?
Bro, like, people just stop sending me letters. Don't send me letters to my house.
What?
I got letters today, and for some reason, I said, you know what? Let me just open, because usually I'll give it a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Settle down. I said, you know what? Let me just open it. It is what it is, isn't it? Bro, things are doubling. Like,
at least double.
Things are doubling. Like, he's Irish. Bro, things are doubling.
Bro, like, yeah, £5 more, cool. £10 more, cool. If I'm paying £30, why do I have to pay 60 now?
We actually need to just copy and paste.
You know, it's really bad, though. Sorry, go on.
What Harold said in the chat, just before you start, yeah? Harold said, I thought I was untouchable.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into the cost of living.
Untouchable, you know?
Yeah.
Why did you think he was untouchable, Harold?
Because God is always on my side.
Amen.
God is always on my side.
You know, this is G-Wagon Harold back to back. You know what I mean? Back to back. G-G-G-Wagon.
Back to back.
I mean, so he thought that, well, like, this is
sorry,
touch me. But time is touching Harold back to back, yeah?
The rest of us, we have no chance.
And that's why when men are still going out wearing kettles, yeah, and they're getting sucked, they can't be surprised. Because China, yeah, bro, if we are complaining of cost of living,
then the people that need
it, the wolves
are hungry.
They are hungry, bro. Yeah? And they will do anything. But you have to fear someone that has nothing to lose, you know?
Honestly.
Someone with no bread, even me, God forbid. If you see a Charlie Mace with no bread, I'm a different person, you know? But I can be on some mad things, you know?
I remember one time.
You don't want to see that guy, you know.
I went to my boy's birthday. Went to Hacker, yeah. I see this guy. He come out of a car with his girl, yeah. Just him and his girl in it, bro. The guy was wearing a Richard Mille, bro.
Yeah. Worst time, bro.
That's what.
He was wearing a Richard Mille.
Worst time, bro.
150 in the bags.
And I was just thinking.
Imagine you were on a madness.
I was thinking, bro. Imagine I was like on a madness.
You call people and that's it. It's a wrap.
I would have been brazy, bro.
If you was with your kind of town boys and them, it would be.
Hey, you know we have to bleep this out. Please.
No, you don't have to bleep it out. Why do you have to bleep it out,
bro? He's
fucking over.
Why do you always deny your ends, though?
I don't deny my ends. I just think it's
them man. I'm not from there. I'm not from there, bro.
Yeah, like, if you've been mad, like, you're from there, bro.
No, but it's true, though. Sometimes someone just lives there. Yeah, yeah. They used to live there, but they're not from there. You get it?
Nah, I just find it funny, isn't it? Like?
And you know what's mad, yeah? Though. You know what's mad is people that don't know about what's going on in ends that are wearing their watches to work in Canary Wharf and broad daylight, they're just getting wrapped. And then some people are losing their lives. As well.
You know what it is? I think some people don't care. They feel like their watch is insured. So somebody comes
to them. People are losing their lives, bro.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, yeah, but I've bought a watch, bro, to wear it, bro. No. I'm not. There's certain man that, like, I hear it. Like, when they lose the watches, you see, I hear it. But there's certain man that just, it's not even a show off thing, yeah.
It is their normal life.
No, not everyone.
Not everyone
buys a Rolly or something to show off. They just a lot of people actually like this stuff. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I hear what you're saying about you shouldn't wear it because people. But fam, like sometimes, bro, like I want to wear my watch, bro.
I hear you, and you can wear it.
Yeah,
and
if you get robbed,
and you take the consequences that come with wearing it. That's what I'm trying to say.
You do take the consequences,
bro. Like, and I feel like, bro, I fully hear you. But they can wear whatever they want. If you pay for it, it's yours. Do what you want. Mm. I mean, but I'm just saying, as an adult, as a responsible adult, if you're hearing what's going on, man, I'm already stains in kettles from before living. I mean, cost of living is now here. Everybody unanimously is complaining that, well, things are getting hard. What does that mean? There's not enough money.
Like man, them are low. If you that you even bought this Rolex, times are hard for you.
Yeah. What do you think about?
Below,
yeah.
Times are atrocious for them, and you're hearing people are getting robbed. But no, because you bought this watch and you like Rolexes, you want to wear it so much, bro.
You have to wear it, bro.
On holiday.
Carry that with you
on holiday. Nah, I can hear that.
Nah. If I bought a watch, that's quite plain. I can hide it. Registered to. I'm gonna wear it every single day because I bought it for that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be like, I'm not the one that's gonna get caught.
That's how. How are you controlling that?
No, but here's my.
You can't control it, but you can.
There's some watches that look like Rolies or whatever. Yeah. There's some watches that look like that.
Secondas, bro.
Yeah. So my thing is now. Is it now a thing of I shouldn't wear a watch?
No, they would know, bro.
The bracelet's the same, bro.
Is it?
Yeah. Bracelet's the same.
People that wear this stuff.
Some people don't know.
And they're doing that. So what I'm saying is it a thing where I shouldn't wear a watch now?
No, you can wear Apple Watch. Said it. If you're on your shit, yeah, or you're willing to be digital when you're out. Like, I know certain man, they're digi. You know what I mean, they'll go out before they leave that dance is boozed. They'll know where they're going. Yeah. Look around first, and then they'll wear it, or they'll take off. If you're on doing that, cool. But for me, I just think, for what I've heard that's happened to guys, people, you know what I mean? Like, even the fact that we're all here assuming that more time, guys are going to ask you to take off your watch. What if he doesn't ask
bro,
you?
Bro, they're not.
What if he just nags you and you die over a kettle? That's it.
So what should they do?
Do what you want. I'm just saying.
No, but I hear you. Do what you want is cool. I hear it. But what I'm saying is, okay, I've got a watch now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are dying over watches. Yeah.
Yeah.
I must now put my watch down or sell my watch.
We're on holiday.
Cool.
Because what do I do now?
You can wear it on
holiday.
Holiday, or just pick and choose where
you can,
and where.
Yeah.
You can be smart with it.
You can be smart with it and still get caught. Man, I've heard of this.
Places
where you don't think you're going to see people.
That's what makes a bird cool, bro.
You
can be smart with it and still get caught, bro.
Do I sell my watch? I don't wear watch.
Anything can happen anywhere.
It's not worth it.
And it's like, if I don't wear my watch now, when do I sell my watch?
Yeah.
Or do I like, what do I do?
It's not worth putting your life at risk.
If it's really there for an investment, just keep it. You say it because. My thing is this, I can't remember the last time, If you ask me, the last 100 men I've seen with kettles, the last time I asked the man, what's the time? And he's actually looked at his watch.
That's idiots though, bro.
No. It's almost everyone, isn't it?
Bro, if I have a watch on, I'm checking my watch.
No, it's a statement.
I'm saying about generally, the man I see wearing kettles, you ask them for
you're
the
not
time,
wearing it for time.
At their phone.
Yeah, you're not wearing it for time.
They need the numbers. No. They can't read it. They need the numbers.
The clock,
oh,
bro.
Shit. Like, it's 21. It's 21:56.
It's a statement piece where it's like, all right, you got it. All right, you know what I'm about.
That's what I'm saying. The people that say it's a statement thing, I feel like them man that say it's a statement thing, they're the ones that kind of know what's going on. Like,
Let me tell you, I like watches. Bro, even man them that are earning millions, I promise you, it's a statement piece. Like, I've walked into
your man, bro. So
I've walked into a place where it's bro, people that are gone and everyone's wearing one. And it's almost like if you're wearing one, they're looking at you and going, they talk about watches like how we might talk about trainers. Yeah. That's their thing.
No, how we might talk about trainers.
For what?
You talk about watches,
but I don't have a Rolex, so me and we all talk.
No,
about
you trainers. Do though.
I actually
you
don't.
Just don't wear it.
No.
You have one.
I don't.
Why don't you have a Rolex?
I don't. I actually wanted one, but now I don't.
Okay, see.
Because of what's happening.
Yeah, I actually don't. This moment.
The man said, "I don't have a Rolex." He said, "I don't have a Rolex because he can't afford." Like, it's not because you can't afford it.
That's probably, I can save up for it.
It's mad. So it's like, bro, if you can afford luxury things, you shouldn't get luxury things now. You know,
if you
actually crazy, if you can afford the luxury.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I agree, man.
It's like right now because of. What's happening? You shouldn't get luxury things.
I feel like. But I'm not willing to
just get it, but be smart with it. That's it.
I'm not willing to go through that process. Or
being smart.
Okay, say for example, that guy that I saw, that had a.
Yeah, he was just minding his own.
There was no gangsters about.
But bro, he don't
know about the scene, though.
What's smart with it, though?
As in.
HD, he don't know about the scene.
We're talking about someone like that.
He was wearing his watch before he got in.
Okay. Let's say this, He got into Hacker, innit?
Yeah.
And I still saw it.
Cool.
Yeah?
But
I,
if I was a certain type of guy, I could have made a call. Yo, there's a guy with Richard Milly.
Cool.
How much is Richard Milly? Around 100,000.
So let me tell you what's not really smart, though.
It's going to come.
The fact that he wore it without knowing who's inside the
record. No, but...
That's not smart.
No, let me tell you this.
How's he going to know? Cool, the rest of
you. No.
Hey,
no,
yo, let me know.
Walking first, bro. HD, you, don't, like, yo. You don't have to wear it on.
But some people are not...
If you really love your life...
What if you're not in the scene? You don't know...
If you really love your life...
What do you do?
Yeah, but even if you're not in the scene, you know you've got 500k on your wrist. People are going to want to rob you, bro.
Yeah.
Whether you're in the scene or not.
All right, so you doing all that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is there even a point then? You walking in, checking everything, just making sure. Is there even a point of even bringing it?
If you
that's what I was saying.
If you don't want to do the whole checking thing, then leave your watch at home.
Because you're going to do all that, check, yeah? Wear it during the date.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can still walk in. You never know, yeah? And then as soon as the date's finished, you can take it off.
No.
Because you don't know who's outside. So what's the point?
It just depends. Like, there's ways to move it. I'm not going to give you this, like...
Yeah, really. Because the Harobi, when I've been writing down, all the attack legs.
What is ways, bro? There's definitely ways to avoid
carry a burner, that's the way, cuz.
I think...
don't carry guns, kids.
Don't do crime.
And maneuvers to reduce the chance.
Yeah, basically.
But it's never going to be a myth.
It's never a foolproof...
Yeah, it's never foolproof.
But you can minimize it.
Know the kind of places you're going to. Know the kind of people you're around. If you're around man, and not just them flimsy man that if they slap, they're going to say sorry. If you're around certain man that you know what I mean?
They'll take your business.
And if you're with a girl, just leave it at home.
If you're with a girl, yeah, that's not your girl, yeah.
Take a picture and send it
to them. Just wear your watch and just cover your watch.
I can't lie. You can't tell man them. You know how men them are. If they're with the girl, they want to show up.
And this is my point. I'm trying to say.
You know how men them are.
I said more time, when I see niggas still wearing their kettles out and it's flames and it's hot, you are telling me. Yeah, that your ego is more important than your life. Because that's all it is. That is all it is.
And then it's think, yeah, exactly. Like what?
It's your ego.
They think they're not the guy that's going to get got.
And bro, and sometimes you can get shown that you're the guy. It's your lucky day.
It's long, you know.
But I mean,
it's not worth it, man.
Carry a burner.
Bro.
You keep saying that.
Carry a burner, bro.
Hear it, though. Carry a burner, bro.
Carrying the burner is one thing. Blasting it and letting it off at any given place or time and taking the consequences is a whole another,
bro.
Don't shoot, bro. Your eyes closed.
Maybe you think you're in Texas.
Nah, if somebody comes at me with a knife and I shoot them, I'm going to get...
Why do you even have a knife?
What? Can you get so somebody comes at me with a knife
and
you just magically have a gun and you shoot them?
I'll get done for possession. And I'll be out in 2 years.
Look at this guy.
This guy's going to have
to... Hey, I'm trying to shoot at him.
Don't come and say that and I'll cut out later.
A very
innocent
podcast.
Come on.
Guys, I just got a question, yeah?
Yeah.
For the guys, though, yeah?
Yeah.
When you...
It's about you, though, yeah?
You wanted to do that so bad.
No. Yeah. Now, let me tell you why. Yeah. Have you ever had a convo with a girl, yeah?
Feck, we are in a jiggle right now.
Bodies are dropping, fam.
All these bodies just getting snapped.
No. Have you ever had a convo with a girl, yeah?
Mm.
And the convo's calm. They're having a calm convo. Mm. But in this convo, you kind of can see...
Double homicide.
Double homicide.
Fucking homicide.
Hey.
No,
I know.
You have bad. To double it.
That was bad. Come to London Podcast Studios.
We're currently in Nigeria right now.
At least you know if there is flies about London Podcast, or do whatever they can to kill all of them.
Trust me.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Make sure you do your pod here.
Listen, yeah. Have you ever had a combo, yeah? With a girl, yeah?
Mm.
And it's a calm combo. Like, you're having a topic, but it might be like a debate. You're having a debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could be with anyone. It could be with your girl, your brethren, whatever. Mm. But you can see the argument coming. Mm. Yeah. You can see it coming. Mm. Yeah. And you try to avoid it in every which way possible, yeah?
It's not going
to
happen.
And you...
Because they want it. They want it from a mile away.
Why do girls do that, bro?
They want blood.
Bro, like, we have a little combo. Like, so imagine me and you are talking about something. Like, see, for example, we're like, I don't know, it could be anything. Like, literally, why do guys flipping like girls' pictures on Instagram? Mm. Yeah. And you could be... you're talking about someone else.
Yeah, or just...
Generally.
Yeah.
So why do you da-da-da-da? And the next thing you know, boom, you're in an argument.
Yeah, bro.
Why do girls love to do that? Like, you have an argument in your head and you're not letting it go. A man will be avoiding it every which way possible, yeah? And you still manage to arrive at this argument.
But we have to ask yourself, when last have you known a woman to like peace? She doesn't like peace.
I don't like peace, man.
She likes trouble, problems. She problems wants commotion.
Always, man.
She wants something. That's what makes the story eventful. If it's too peaceful, it's a shit.
It's boring.
Do you think that's actually a thing? Like, yeah, like if it's too peaceful, women are just trying to shake
it. Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like they do it unknowingly. Like,
maybe.
Like, they don't know that they're doing it.
But it's an innate.
The natural thing in it.
I feel like some of them do know, though. I think so. I heard them admit it. Like, they like
it
spice it up. Start arguing because they're bored.
It's been,
you know what I mean?
Too long.
Like, bro. Deeper. I don't know a guy, yeah. Like, if his girl is normally calm and she's calm, she's peaceful. Hey, he's going to do nothing to disturb that.
Yeah, what?
He wants her to remain in that peace.
Exactly,
Do whatever he can to make sure she continues to be
peace. I love peace,
you see, woman, yeah? Broski.
She start fidgeting and...
Once you've brought your woman peace, like, there's nothing to complain about. You've done everything she wants and needs.
Yeah.
One godforsaken day, she's going to wake up and say,
It's been a while. It's been a while.
So you're better off just fucking shit up on your own, just here and there, randomly. You know what I mean? So that at least it's the problems that I've created.
Yeah.
It's not you.
So we can solve it, innit?
Yeah, but just the small ones.
At least let it be worth it. You know what I mean?
So we can solve it.
A bomb there.
You're mad, fam. Like, you'll be there having a normal combo, bro, and be like, they'll just bring up something that you're thinking, hold on, this happened like 2 years ago. Or like,
Do you know what I think is worse though? It's scenario based like arguments. It's so because they'll bring up the scenario to you. You give your opinion.
But I'm gonna
It's a trap.
I'm gonna enjoy it because I'm gonna say, boy, it's not. But it's yes, cool. But hypothetically,
no. But they'll be like, why did you say that?
Because I'm living in the hypothetics. What the fuck?
Nah, man. Hypotheticals are the worst, bro, because you can argue about something that you haven't done.
But it means you thought about it.
But that's your way of thinking. Yeah. So it's doubt-ernity.
Like, more time, there's probably like one perspective that they've missed out. Mm. Like they'll say, okay, cool. Would you do this if that? And all she's heard is, you fucking have a girl for No. All she's heard is you have sex with another girl.
Yeah.
But the context is for £10 million. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I'm not just assigned to you.
£10 million.
I'm assigned to a mother. I'm someone's son. I'm someone's brother. I'm someone's uncle. I'm someone's cousin. I'm someone's friend.
Take care of
me, bro. I got a lot of, you know what I mean? I'm someone's dad. I got a lot of people depending on me. And God uses people to assist other people. Yeah. I can't not be selfish and just think of you because, boy, it's 10 mil.
It's 10 mil.
Girls out here, and their man is sleeping with the next girls for free.
For free, bro.
You're getting bad. I'm going to bust you with a 10 mil.
How much?
I'm so sorry.
How much did you bust it?
Oh, let's calm down first.
Let's get there first. Let's get there first.
Yeah, rules, because broski, you know what I mean?
Nah, hypothetical arguments are the worst, bro.
The worst thing I'll say is as well, don't play no question, like,
Question.
When you're with your girl, I remember. I played one game like this time ago. I played it. Yeah. I just, why not? We're having a good day. You know what I mean? I knew I shouldn't have, but I just said, why not? She's different, man. We've spoken about everything already before. Like, there's nothing new in it. You know what I mean? But see them games, yeah.
It's not worth it.
She will always twang you. Like, why not?
It's a dude.
She will always twang you like it's calm. And when you're drinking, you're in for it, bro.
Because
you just ask you one question, one minuscule question that doesn't actually sound mad. But in you answering it, and in you answering it waved, you know?
You feel good.
You're too honest as well, bro. When you're waved, you feel good.
Bro. She drops something where you're thinking, oh, rah, what, we're getting that deep?
Yes!
Well, she's lined you up. You know it's snooker? You know it's snooker, yeah? When you line up for the next shot. Yeah. She's lined you up, yeah?
She drops something sweet. You're like, oh, this is
for free. Talking. She goes,
Wait, sorry. What you said? You...
Is it M? Suddenly you start blinking and waking up. You start to sober up quickly. Eh? She goes, no.
This is so true.
No. I remember because I asked you,
yeah.
Like 2 months when
we were
talking,
and you told me a completely different answer. Yeah. No. But no. And she's like, no, it doesn't even matter. No. But it does matter because now that means I can't trust you. So did you, how many girls did you fuck? Was it five?
Your night has been collapsed.
All because you decided to play a stupid game.
You have to be careful.
This is so true.
Don't play that game.
How many men have done that? They've had a night lined up here. It's the night's pattern. Yeah, you think, yeah, cool. We're going to play some games. Have some drinks. Next thing you know, you're sitting there like this.
That night had AP lined.
I'm crying.
Had been delivered.
I'm crying.
Yak was on deck. It was good to go. like that was an open goal, but it was an amazing night. If I didn't agree to play that stupid game, if I did not agree to play that game, would they have messed me up? Like,
bro.
Like now I'm in crown court.
Yeah.
I'm standing. Throwing allegations at me. I have no lawyer to defend me. You know, I should have a lawyer for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no mediator. There's no third party. It's just me and Satan himself. And he's attacking me.
You're in the court drunk.
You know. Her mood has completely changed, so there's no chance.
Bro, imagine being in the court of law, you're drunk, and there's no lawyer, you're gone.
You're finished. Certain questions you have, you're on the ropes.
And you can't remember.
Now you're thinking, do you say the truth? Do you lie? And what did you say the last time?
Yeah, so
you have to remember everything you said.
Basically.
Bro, we have to remember everything
you said.
Bro, it's mad. Women are the best at it, though. They're the best at lining you up,
bro.
For future.
So they'll
ask you a question. A girl might ask you a question here, and like say, month one of the talking stage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, did you do this? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, cool. Boom. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But 5 months later, you lot be chilling, bro.
Have you done this before?
I know they won't even do it like that, bro. You'll be watching something, and they'll be like, so like. What would you do in that
situation?
Yeah. These times, you don't know that the master is before.
She knows what you already said.
Bruv.
Yeah. That's slightly evil, you know. it's slightly evil.
Man,
I
have something to hide. Is that slightly evil?
That's slightly evil, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, listen. I said, I'm either going to be ambiguous or I'm not going to answer until I'm ready to say the truth. Because once I say the truth,
yeah, that's it.
That's the concern. Yeah, you know what I mean? So if you ask me early on and I'm not ready to tell you for whatever reason, I'm either going to make it ambiguous or I'm just not going to answer you.
I read the funniest thing today, right? And the guy was basically saying he was playing games with his wife, mm-hmm. talking about their sexual history and everything, right?
Mistake.
And
she mistake.
And she was dropping like one night stands, blah, blah, blah.
God.
And he said, for the past few days, he's been having nightmares. He can't sleep.
He said
he's been having nightmares. He can't sleep. I said, why would you want to know? I hate talking about it, but I don't want to know. Like,
would
I don't want to know.
Would you ask?
I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Would you ask your partner sexual history?
No, I don't want to know. Man.
As in,
if I know the person. But apart from that, I don't want to know.
Would you ask them if they've had an STD?
Nah,
man. I wouldn't even ask.
I'm
only asking if they ask me. If you ask me the questions,
I
want to know what you...
Everything you ask me,
I want to know the same thing
with
you.
So you wouldn't want to know anything of your own back?
Nah.
That does nothing for me, though.
Bro,
that one there does nothing
for me. Bro, it gives you sleepless nights, legit.
But I want to know everything else, though.
Like what do you mean? Like what?
The bodies.
Would you
know the body?
What? Nah, never.
Yeah, I want to know.
How many?
The body thing.
Actually, no. I would never ask that still, but... From conversation, I kind of gauge if you've been about.
You know the body thing?
But I'll never ask many men.
Yeah, that's dead stuff.
You know the body thing? Mm-hmm. If that ever came up in a conversation, I wouldn't ask, but if that ever came up in a conversation, I wouldn't even ask how many in it, I just want to know.
I
wouldn't
know if I know them.
I want to know. If I know any of them.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Or I could bump into them.
Please,
I don't want to be embarrassed.
I always say that it's not just if I know them.
If I could bump into them.
Anyone that's in my network.
My facility,
anyone that could potentially see me out.
Let me know, please.
You know what I mean? If you want
Does it change anything though?
Yes, it.
If I'm not,
it's just to know.
It's just to know. Like,
it changes everything for me, bro.
Generally, it's just to know.
If I know them,
but if the guy is finished, then
if I play football with that person, then it's a
now ball don't matter though. Look how many randomers we play ball with.
If it's someone that you can just like randomly, like you randomly bump into them in a party or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not like your boy anymore.
Yeah, it's just
a, you know of them.
Someone,
yeah.
Innit?
It's like a wild one thing, and then keep it moving.
If I have to say cool to him, then I can't do it, bro.
I'm crying.
I can't go past the next step, still.
I can.
Yeah,
if your girl asks you, see how many
would you? No, bro. I feel like it depends on who. Like, don't there's some stupid people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, like,
how did he twang you?
Man at different with girls.
Nah, some people, that, but nah. I'm talking about the extreme cases where like, bro, even his mum knows he's a waste man. Even his pastor, everyone that knows is you.
Like, you actually let anyone that's coming to you, bro.
If my man did it, yeah, then bro, I can't lie to you.
But I just think for your peace of mind, bro, like you said, as long as it's not mutual, I don't think you should explore it, man.
There's so many girls in this world, man.
But I've got a question now. So if your girl has now come to you and said, how many people have you slept with, would you answer honestly?
My honest answer is I stopped counting time ago.
My honest answer is 8, bro. Like,
it's the cap for me.
That's my honest answer.
I said
still.
8, you know.
I said 8, bro.
Eight this month.
I don't know. It's not as much as you think.
It's good, okay. It's good,
but I just don't know. I've always played that safe.
Why?
If I don't know,
yeah,
I cut it out then, innit?
And if they ask you, why don't you know? I have my story, and it's actually a truthful story. One time when I was with my ex in uni and I broke up with her, and then we got back here, yeah, she asked me, as in we were just talking one day, innit? And I think she asked me in an indirect way of my body count, innit? And I thought, maybe I was waved then too, innit? I answered, innit? And she done the quick match there and then. She said, wait.
When we were dating, it was nine. So within that period.
Was it actually nine though?
Around about that, you know what I mean? And then it just got me so much headache and I thought, bro, why are you laughing?
No,
because Wally is on the edge of his seat.
No, I'm listening to the story, bruv.
So anyways, bro, I just got so much headache for something that I didn't do wrong because I was single then. And I said, you know what? If I didn't count, yeah? If I didn't, I beat one, two, three. If I just wasn't aware of how many
Years that, then, you can't really
then,
answer.
If my it, honest
yeah.
answer is I don't know, then it's I don't know. And since then, I stopped counting.
Yeah.
So and now I actually
but you can't say I don't know.
I don't know. It's like, I so
that.
Mad.
No, I'm saying, when you say it's five, like, say for example, you said 12, yeah?
Yeah.
12 is not hard to remember.
Of course, but let's say 12 was in uni and I stopped counting since
12 is hard to remember. So
I know, but I'm saying, say you
hit like 200.
No, God forbid.
No, but I'm saying, say you hit like
less than 50. But
I think after 7, you forget.
No, bro, that's too low a number. That's too low a number.
After 7, you just like,
that's too low a number for you to say I don't remember.
Yeah,
that's too low a number, bro. If you forget 7,
20 and above, if anything between 1 and 20, you remember, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're saying I've slept with 15 people and you're saying I don't remember.
But I remember that it's less than 40, 100%. I can say that. Yeah,
I'm asking you.
No, as in, when I've been asked, because when they start thinking it's a match, I say, nah, trust me, bro.
You know, 40 sounds, you mean deep it?
No,
because 40 can sound mad, you know?
Niggas on average, triple figures.
Eh? I know.
No, bro.
No, but when you deep it,
someone that's what?
40 soul ties.
Wait, no, it's not soul ties. Only apply. Soul ties do not apply if you use a dump. I've been saying that, I'm going to die down that hill.
It.
Bro, the spirit tried to come out.
It blocks it, bro.
Just put it on the can't go out. It can't go out.
Access denied,
you know. Sometimes only if you're doing his air back. That's it, bro. That's down, bro. That's a, bro. I think after this last week, bro, I'm going to die on that hill, bro. Because it makes sense.
How?
Because you see, bro, when you're shepping, and it comes out, when it's there back, I get it. You know what I mean? That one is flesh to flesh. The soul ties are free. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, bro, you see when you use a rubber, I know the spirit tries to come out, it comes out, then the rubber, it can't get out of the rubber, and it's in the rubber. As long as you flush the rubber, the soul is in the rubber. That's it, bro. Soul ties don't work if you wear a condom.
The soul's in the rubber, aka the yeast.
You're dumb. That's aka the yeast, you're mad. Oh my
God, I got some dilemmas. These are dilemmas from last week, but we couldn't answer them.
Please, I don't want anything these are everything I've said is from years ago. You know, I don't want anything to be
followed.
Please, okay? Because we're men.
Jesus.
When someone when they message you and be like, "What's? I'm sure you can remember. What's your number?"
Oh, please, it's 22. That's my number.
It's even higher. That's even higher still.
But
lads, I got dilemmas. These are relationship dilemmas.
Dove's on his throne. That guy's gonna come in again.
That's what people want to hear. We're gonna give it to them. Go ahead.
As you can see, politics. Someone has sent this dilemma in. Yeah, zoom into this dilemma. Yeah, you fucking idiots in the comments. Yeah, talking about I want to talk about relationships.
It's okay, bro.
No, don't do that. Don't give them legs.
Hold on. Do you know what?
Do
you know what?
You fucking idiot.
Two things. Put some topics in the comments, right? And secondly. People talk about serious things. There's so many pods out there that actually talk about serious things. Mm. You lot don't go and watch.
Yeah, you don't.
And their views are down.
Yeah, you know, I
should. Hey! Harold said it for the
office. You know what I mean? No, I'm not. People talk about I want educational pods. If we did five episodes of educational pods, our views would go straight down.
Yeah, true.
So just...
This already. Is the shit you be asking us about, yeah? So this is the shit that we're going to give you. Do you understand? Yeah? Someone said... Talking to this one thing.
Mm. You're only calling it a thing, God.
That's bad. Everything's good and it's very sweat.
Sweat. I was like, from Wale, you know.
That's Wale's name, influence.
But she's got a male best friend.
God.
Who's currently in bin.
Mm. Run through,
soon
bro.
To come out. They talk every day and everything, but my... They talk every day and everything.
What do you mean to talk every day?
They talk every day.
And he's in bin.
Let me start again. Talking to this one thing. Everything's good and it's very sweet. She's got a male best friend who's currently in bin and he's soon to come out. They talk every day, but my spidey senses are tingling. I'm not sure if it's really a friend or someone more. Do I keep slamming her or do I lock it off?
Hold on. So you're not even asking about whether you want to be in a relationship with her or not. We don't waste our time. Don't waste our time.
No, but hold on. He might be thinking my man might come out of jail, and if I'm not cheating, this girl, right?
No, but if you're trying to be in a relationship, that's a completely different thing. Yeah. But if you're just being, then
who is the guy in jail?
He don't know. He said best friend.
Is that best friend?
Then chop if you want, bro. It's nothing, bro.
Hmm?
However, if you feel like it's something more, my guy, run, bro.
Talking every day is crazy though.
No, but when you're in jail, you're gonna do that.
Yeah, we're in jail.
Okay.
I'm not to do still.
Like, bro. I hear it, to be fair.
As soon as that guy comes out, he's gonna spread his wings.
But if she's on the phone to you and she cuts off the phone and says,
I gotta pick up.
Young killer's calling me.
Young killer.
You know what I mean? And cuts off the phone, that's crazy still.
Leave that.
Oh, so your advice is he should
you not scare me, you know.
You should keep doing this thing, yeah?
Oh, keep doing your thing, man.
What?
Nothing. You said, we can't say it again. Let's move on.
You're not going to... Anyways.
You're so scary.
You're fucking on the pod.
Sorry.
Yeah. I got another dilemma. Yeah. I'm East African.
What? Guy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay.
It's a girl, yeah? I'm East African. Can I recently told my parents that I will not be marrying into our culture.
I heard that.
They believe that you should marry into your own culture and not others. However, I'm into all African guys.
I hear that, man.
What are your thoughts on parents who try to push these old traditional agendas
into their... Bro, tell them to lie, bro. That's what it is. Old traditional, bro.
What do you think about that, though? So if my parents are on this traditional thing...
Are you allowed to be with Africans?
Who, me? I'm allowed to be with whoever I want, but that's not a Caribbean thing, though.
Are you
even Harold's getting on here. If I start headlocking everyone in this pod,
I'm serious.
I'm surprised. Are you allowed to be with Africans? No, but I heard some Caribeans. They don't like.
No, it's not some Caribbean. Bro, please, no, it's not a Caribbean thing.
I was joking.
It's not a Caribbean thing, bro.
I'm joking. I told my mom from time ago that I don't think I'm bringing home a nice girl, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You?
I told her times.
Mr. CM?
Yeah, bro.
Right, boy.
Yeah, why? So it's from stuff that I deep. It's about bare Nigerian women that I'm with. I just thought, you know what? I don't think it's a coincidence, isn't it? But I feel like I'm... You see the same way? Like, there's a narrative of Nigerian men.
Mm-hmm.
I have mine of
Nigerian women.
More so Yoruba women. You know what I mean?
It's you with money.
No, that's Igbos. It's just like I feel like.
Do you want to talk about it? Are you sure?
No, it's
vague.
It's nothing personal.
Yeah.
I genuinely love Yoruba women. They're so charismatic, amazing personality. They're great to have, for me anyways, as friends or just people that you're blessed to even know in it.
But you see, like obviously, and with stereotypes, it's not all of them, of course. It's just the
your experiences,
vast majority that I've come across. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they just make it so hard to be in a romantic, loving situation with them. As in, they flirt with you with abuse, yeah. Very abusive. Like, they don't know how to manage their like, I get it. You know what it is? If you know, innit? Like, when you're talking to a Yoruba girl, yeah, Broski, the way they can insult you.
No, look at how bad it's just no, reminiscing.
Once again, it's not all of them. It's the same way the narrative for Yoruba men, it's not all of them that's demons. But I'm sure there's a vast majority that have played up to their name.
Yeah.
And same way I've seen, as friends, we're good. But even as friends, I've seen firsthand, yeah, I can't lie, if I was with this girl, it'll be mad. Her mouth?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, and me, I'm not someone that ever wants to, and I believe it comes down to traumas as well. Like,
I agree.
It's sometimes coping mechanisms. If this was a longer pod, I would explain it further in it. But long story short, I just feel like, for me, I have seen firsthand, like my mom is amazing. Like, my mom is probably like one of the most selfless, amazing women.
Shout out Auntie, friend of the show.
I've ever
Auntie
had,
CM.
Had the pleasure of meeting her. But as amazing as she is,
I'm her still.
Go away, man. As amazing as she is, I remember and deeper. I don't get along with my pops. I don't like me and him don't chat. But I remember vividly growing up, times where shit would go left there. She would say something below the belt. Like, what? Once she's angry, as amazing as this woman is, yeah, when she's angry, she can say some mad things, yeah, that's gonna make any man go left. And I've seen the same thing close enough with bare women, girls that I know who are also amazing.
Yeah.
But they do that thing. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't rate my man, and I don't want to ever have a relationship that mirrors that. You know what I mean? So what can I do to help myself? And what I've seen, whether it's the right thing or not, it's working for me, as I know, is let me just stay away from that. We could be friends, but enough times, what makes a man come out of character is him getting drawn out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Respected.
And when a woman is, because as a man, you want to be respected. It's not just by women, it's by anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But some of the stuff that a hurt Yoruba woman or any woman would say, the man them won't say.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But a woman, well, she'll say something that's going to push your button.
She knows as well.
And she knows. Yeah. If you now react, no one's going to care about what happened. It's on you. You know what I mean? So I just thought, you know what? Yeah, I want to be in a lovely, you know, harmonious, loving, romantic situation. And for me, I just want to, you know, it has to be negative and positive. You need to, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they'll be good for someone else.
Yeah.
Just generally not, or maybe like, you know, like a more laid back Nigerian guy. I'm a lot in it. You know what I mean? So
I see a lot of Ghanaians and Ghanaian guys and Nigerian women as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like one of my closest friends, she's Nigerian, right? And I used to always joke and say, like she's hilarious. Like, I love her to a bitch. Amazing personality. But she also has a sharp mouth. And I always say, like, well, I don't know. How does your husband put up with me? And I feel like one of the last few times I went to the house, I literally looked at him and said, bro, you know this only works because you're
chilled
Ghanaian, right?
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, I know. I said, bro, you lot are known for being laid back.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
She can do all this and you're just patient. You're just calm. It can't run with man. It can't run with man, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what it is. Everyone just needs to find what works for them. And I feel like it's important for everyone to look at their situation. And also, if you had parents around, whether it went left or right, look at theirs and see what you can probably learn or just, you know what I mean? Because really and truly, well, we only get one life, man. And so people get in relationships that last for God knows how long, takes up their whole life, and it ruins them.
Yeah.
Or it makes them. Try and do what you can to assist
help yourself.
Yourself. No one can really come and help you, bro. They'll say culture, culture, culture. But when your husband or your wife is abusing you or doing
they won't be there.
No one's there to come and save you, bro.
Yeah.
As long as they're black, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So tell that person, bruv, do what you want to do in it, you get me?
Yeah.
Obviously, you can take advice from your parents and that, you know what I mean? Because they're wiser than you. They understand certain shit more than you, innit? But at the end of the day, yeah, it's actually your life, innit?
Yeah.
That you got to live.
When the doors are shut.
So if you yourself are not feeling your culture and you're feeling someone else's culture and that's going to make you happy, then there, don't live a life in suffering just because you want to be in your culture.
Tell
you
them.
Know what I mean? If another culture, if a Nigerian man makes you feel happy, go to Nigerian man, you get me? Man. If the Caribbean man makes you feel happy, uh-uh. Be careful a little bit, you know what I mean? And then if the Ghanaian man makes you feel happy, make sure you get making some egg, you get me?
There's
some puff off an egg in that.
But he might have a bigger back than you.
Yeah, so be careful.
That's all it is. You know, you can't have it all. I have to pick and choose, bro.
Hell of the week, really. Hell of the week.
I'll start in it, yeah. Wiley. I just watched the other day, I think it was even yesterday actually, I ran through it. Swarm, I think was a very good, it's a new series.
I couldn't get past episode one, I can't lie.
Yeah, no, it's a very good series. Once,
what's it on?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, yeah. You know, Charles Gambino, innit, yeah? He made it, Donald Glover. He made Atlanta. He made that as well. Him and another person, I forgot the other person's name. But yeah, it's very, very good. The plot is very good. The way it's filmed, if you like Atlanta, the way it's filmed, the cinematography is filmed very similar to that. But I like the story. I don't even want to spoil it. Yeah. But it's actually good. It's a bit sickening. It's like raw. But it's like it's an interesting watch. You get me?
I'll
recommend everyone to watch it because it's actually. Interesting watch. You know what I mean?
Gonna get past episode one if it's so interesting.
Didn't enjoy it, but maybe I need to try it again. But
no, you got
right settings. Maybe clean your room or something. Maybe I should try again.
So yeah, man. Yeah, so Swarm. You know what I mean?
What's happened this week? I don't know if what's really happened.
So you got some trainers.
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask you for it, but we're the same size, isn't it?
No, we're not. You know.
Yeah, quietly.
Holiday of the week. Actually, I'll just say my sister fell out, found out that she's allergic to prawns, and that's been the funniest thing I've heard.
Wait, but actually, she eats prawns a lot.
Bro.
That's hell, you know?
She's shattered. I said, when she told me, she was so sad.
And she got to still eat.
I said, what?
Man.
She goes, bro, I went to the doctors and they told me I've got an allergy. I said, what? She goes, guess. I said, what? Prawns? She goes, yeah. I said, I said, so bad. I said, I'm baffed. I said, so how have you been doing it?
Yeah, all this time.
All this time. She goes, oh, like she just used to think that, she likes spicy food, but her stomach can't hack it because she used to like put bare spice on her food.
Yeah.
So she thought that it was just like, okay, cool. When she eats spicy food, she has to go. So I said, so you be jumping bumble clown in the front of the I said, so where did it get to the point where it was unbearable? She's like, well, how, like, I think when she was in
she had a seafood boy or something.
Uni. No. She had a
fucked her up, bro.
She had a rasta pasta, and I think she must have gotten a bit too ham.
On the prawns.
The prawns. She said that boy for like 3-4 days.
That's
like,
crazy.
She got in the toilet. She couldn't eat. And they told her, I said, but she said she's got 20 kg of
prawns
in her freezer.
And tell her to bring it to me. I'll take it.
She was shy though.
You're watching this. I'm ready to collect the prawns.
Oh, so yeah, man, I found that funny.
Shout out, follow the friend of the show, man.
I said, I'm gonna do a compilation of all the times she's eating prawns. And I'm gonna play. Get your money, man. Life goes on. So I'm hopeful.
HD.
Yo, yeah, I'm gonna give it to Snowfall, yeah.
I swear.
I need to watch that.
I need to watch the new one, man.
Five seasons in the last 2 days, bro.
I swear.
You're late to it.
You only started watching it?
Yeah, I only started. Oh, wow. That's why you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's cold, isn't it?
Bam, it's one of the best things.
Yeah, it's cold. Yeah, it's cold.
It's better than all of that BMF.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it to... Yeah, Snowfall.
The last season, though, and what I'm hearing about this season.
Media. I feel like because he watched it all at once. It's going to be different.
I need to watch a new season, though.
Same, you know.
But,
yeah, same.
I haven't finished five. I'm still on five, like, episode.
Have you seen the Tiger bit yet?
Have you seen?
Too funny, fam.
That don't make sense, man. Like, I enjoyed it still.
Watching it, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, man. Like,
it's diverse, though. You know what it is? It doesn't happen in anything else. But well, for me, it's funny, and that's the only way that you could have got it.
Different directors still.
Obviously, I feel like the previous seasons were better, but now it's getting a bit.
My man died in the jump.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's died, don't spoil.
No, the director, the director.
Oh, okay. So
they've had the director. A direction.
God, I mean, see some things, I feel like even the wedding scene, though, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. But even that, like, bro, this is interesting, but this is...
They don't need to, yeah.
But you know what, it started off so good that I'm locked in, bro.
Yeah, same. That's right, yeah.
One thing about it, though, it does, especially that wedding scene, it shows his good acting, though.
Yeah.
Shout out Damson, man. Friend of the show, man.
Crazy. I tried to watch season one a while ago.
And you weren't on it.
But I couldn't get past his accent. I just thought, fam, this is what. So I didn't watch it. Then, obviously, my shoulders popped. I've been at yard since. I thought, let me just start it. So I've watched it.
Do you know what's funny? I had I'm going to give my Highlight of the Week to The Sopranos because... I was ill last summer, yeah. So I was bedbound for a couple of weeks, literally. I watched the whole...
That's the perfect time to watch something, you know?
I watched everything. It was amazing.
On your own?
On my own, bro.
You sure? Yeah.
Look at this guy, man. It was amazing, like, bro. I was so...
I'm at six, though.
Bro,
I ain't watched it, still.
Nah, it's so good, man. If you ever get, like, a period of time, because when you start watching it, you don't want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was waking up at six episodes, so I'll give my... But I wanted to give it to... actually, let me just see. Yeah, Sopranos, so you're next.
I just want to give it to
you. Mom would give mine to 50 Cent, man.
Jeez,
what are you doing?
BMF and Power, bro. Trash TV, but I can't stop watching it.
Back to back as well.
Yeah, I hear it.
Back to back.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's absolute nonsense, yeah.
People complain, but that's what I think that's what you went for.
No, it's absolutely
that's what you went for.
I don't think BMF is trash, though.
No, BMF, bro, the last episode of BMF.
Bro, Young been, Miami.
What they've done to Lamar this season, yeah.
Yo, I didn't know he was British, you know.
No, but that's him in real life, though.
It's not him in real life.
He's a crackhead now, bro.
Bro, it's not him in real life.
Yo, I didn't know he was British, you know.
He's tapped now.
I didn't know. I was shocked.
He's tapped now, bro.
What
is he?
In real life.
It's dramatic effect, bro.
As in,
have you watched the documentary?
No, not the actor, as in the actor.
The actual person.
Oh, have you watched the documentary? Have you watched the documentary?
No.
Who?
Bro, you know his dad didn't even cheat, bro.
No, they did add stuff to it.
Yeah, but
I'm saying,
you got stuff on dramatic effect, bro.
That's not the same fiction.
That's on Nestor, man.
It's not. Because
Uncle was
chilling,
playing a stand-up guy, just working hard, nothing illegal.
And then he turned into a cheater.
Man of the family, and he's just cheating.
What's the documentary, yeah? They broke up because of financials. Like, obviously, I think the mum said she could handle stuff better on her own, innit? Like, this is not the life she kind of wanted, did it?
Yeah.
My man went to go have a whole affair with the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
I got bagged at the Easy Hotel.
No, I said, see that one? I was so vexed.
Yeah, he dropped when he dropped the thing.
I was vexed how
they found out both times. Yeah.
Bro,
that M could have made it happen,
yeah,
bro.
That thing, yeah. But after that, why is she serving the receipt?
But that's why.
Because it's 1960s, bro. They ain't as digi as it is now, bro.
But this is why I have to make him one of the week because he's making his trash TV, yeah. And I'm watching it. I'm locked in every week. Like, I can't
Love is Blind is coming out on Friday, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Don't know about what? That, man.
Sure, Love is Blind is wavy still.
Love is Blind.
One Love Island based.
Yeah.
I know a girl put you into that.
So what?
Hey, episode 60, live on London Podcast Studios.